tomorrow, we plan to start a conversation on how education can be handled fairly, particularly when it comes to funding of education. I was listening to someone several months ago who talked about a school district in Florida, I think it was, and he pointed out how in the same school district, $70 million were directed to white schools, $4 million were directed to schools of color. $70 million compared to $4 million in the exact same school district. See, I know a lot of you would be tempted to say, well, look, some areas just have more money than others, and because of the difference in incomes, etc. And so it's quite natural that some areas are going to receive more monies than others based on the tax base. And that's truly understandable and true. Not necessarily a good reason to shortchange so many schools, but understandable. Because I tell you, when we just want to do what's right and we want to make sure that everyone is being given good opportunity to be well-educated, we can easily come up with ways to make sure that all schools are well-funded. We can do that. It's just that some people just don't want that to happen. But in this case, though, when you talk about that, you know, this area, you know, different tax base, and so they have more money, et cetera, you're talking about comparing one school district that may have a much greater overall income base than another school district that has a very, very different income base. We're talking in the exact same school district. The people who decided how the monies would be divvied up sent $70 million to white schools and $4 million to schools of color. We're going to talk about handling education fairly. We'll also be taking a look at climate change. Is it real? Yes, it's real. What's being done about it? On Into the Future, this Thursday, we will take another explorative look at artificial intelligence and its ability to hallucinate. On Power Friday, we'll take a look at white and black moving together. This is a program where I encourage the celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. And so I'm going to share another for real about a black person, black people being moved up because someone from the white community helped them get there. The black people have to be doing their part, no doubt, just like anyone else. But they're doing their part, and members of the white community who are decision makers are saying, hey, you know what? You're going to be promoted to this position. We're going to talk about that this Friday on Power Friday on Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that is labeled This Week's Guests and Topics, and that's where you have our planned schedule for the week. You can also go to speakingwith.com and click on Listen Online at your convenience and listen to the programming there. If, for whatever reason, you're not able to catch us on 1550 AM and or there are times when you just want to listen online, whether it's because you want to hear something again or whether it's because you weren't able to hear it, you were out of town, and you're saying, hey, I'm going to be at such and such a place when you all broadcast such and such a topic or when this guest is going to be with you. So in order to make sure I don't miss it, I'm going to go to speakingwith.com. I definitely invite you to do that. Okay. Where are we now? I want to share with you one more, that there are more now, more than this is one more, but I want to share with you one more highlight of something that has taken place in 2018 that I think we find of interest. How many of you have formed your opinions about e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes? E-cigarettes, have you concluded that they're safe for the smoker and for those who are around the people smoking e-cigarettes? Or have you concluded, no, they are dangerous for the smoker and for those around the people smoking e-cigarettes? Or have you just decided, you know, for me, the jury is still out? I don't know. Well, some of the top research from 2018 has just shown just how harmful e-cigarettes can be. But before we get there, let me tell you about alcohol. In the journal Addiction, a study found that drinking alcohol, well, let me ask you, alcohol versus marijuana, which of those has the most negative impact on people, or does either have a worse impact than the other? Would you say they have the same level of negative impact, or would you say one is worse than the other? If you say one is worse than the other, which is worse? Well, this is what the study found. Drinking alcohol can have more harmful effects than using other controversial stimulants, including marijuana. Kent Hutchison said that while marijuana may also have negative consequences, it definitely is nowhere near the negative consequences of alcohol. Specifically, long-term alcohol use led to a loss of gray matter volume, which makes up much of the brain, and it also damaged white matter, which contains axons, which are the connections between the brain cells that allow the brain cells to transmit information. So this is what they were saying. Marijuana was bad, but alcohol is worse. Well, we're going to take a look at this some more. We're going to continue this discussion probably next week. Well, maybe this same time next week. This same day of the week, Monday of next week. And then we'll get to also insuring Americans. How many of you are opposed to the idea of insuring all Americans? If you're against that, why? Yeah, we're going to continue to challenge ourselves this year. In the meantime, I do want to share this with you. Damona Jackson Warren singing her song, Jesus Loves Me. And it's all about whether or not Jesus loves us, even when we have messed up badly for a long time. She's encouraging us that not only does he forgive us, he still loves us. He wants us to forgive ourselves. And here's part of the beauty of it, too. I really like this about what she sings in her song. She sings about how she also loves Jesus. Didn't always. Nope. She did not always love him. But she got to the point where after having decided she was going to repent of her sin and finally allow God's strength and God's grace to help her get her act together, she found herself deeply appreciating the Lord Jesus for having helped her come out of her sin, having proven his faithfulness and his love to her. And then she became a person who was no longer opposing his will, but not only complying with his will, but loving him back because of his love for her.
I know that he loves me. I know that he loves me.
If the process can work that way for Damona Jackson Warren, it can work that way for us too. So give it some thought. Give it a try. Those of you who have been out there and you're ready to come back, be inspired by Damona.